Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his justice, and all these things shall be added unto you. The Lord said this sentence during the Sermon on the Mount. And he said this particular sentence after he'd explained that there are treasures on earth and treasures in heaven. And after he'd explained that the birds of the sky and the lilies of the field don't worry about what they need. And then he said this to help us understand that if the treasures of heaven are what we seek first, then the Lord will help us put all the worries of the world in their place and help us deal with them as things that are much less important than seeking out the treasures of heaven. So when we think about the difference between the treasures of earth and the treasures of heaven, when we think about the treasures of earth, we can think about all of the things that we will not be taking to the other life with us. The Lord talked about some of them in the part of the Sermon on the Mount that we read. He talked about the clothes and the food that the birds of the air and the lilies of the field don't worry about. Are we going to take our food with us to heaven, to the other life? Are we going to take the clothes in our closets or in our room? Are those going to go with us to the other life? No, they'll stay on this earth and eventually turn back in to dirt over time. Or we can think of cars or houses or even the beautiful place that we live in. Are we taking any of these things with us to the other life when we die? Those are all going to stay here. So what are treasures of heaven? Treasures of heaven are the things that the Lord can give us now that we can have forever and that he'll give us every single day to eternity in heaven. But that can be a little frustrating because there are beautiful things on this earth, aren't there? Just where we live is a wonderful place to live, and the nature around us is beautiful. So the Lord, in his heavenly doctrine, gives us very specific descriptions of the treasures in heaven so we can understand what they are, and so we can picture them in our minds, and so we can understand how we can have treasures in heaven as well. Now, the Lord explains to us where treasures in heaven come from. He says in heaven and hell how the delights of everyone's life are changed after death into things that correspond, and that this can be known from a knowledge of correspondences. So the treasures in heaven correspond to what makes a person happy, and what makes a person happy comes from what they love. So the Lord gave us two amazing descriptions of treasures in heaven, didn't he, in what we read from heaven and hell? The first one had to do with treasures of heaven that angels who love divine truths and the word from an interior affection, the treasures in heaven that those angels are surrounded by. So these are the kinds of angels that hear something read from the word or read it themselves and immediately put it into life. They hear it and they know how to act in a way that will make their neighbor happier and happier and will bring great delight to everyone around them and help them better love the Lord. As soon as they hear these truths, they know how to live. And the treasures that they are surrounded by are amazing. It described where these angels live. Do you remember where they live? They live up high on mountains. And it's always light where they live. And the Lord gave them to look at beautiful fields of grain and vineyards, and their homes shine like precious jewels. Now, this is something we can picture, isn't it? Maybe many of us have gone up to a hill or up to a lookout from a mountain and looked down on a valley, and especially this time of year, we can see something that looks so similar to what the Lord describes as the treasures in heaven around these kinds of angels. Fields growing up with so much grain that is so useful to so many people and animals all over the world. The reason angels see that is because they know how much good doing what the Lord teaches does for other people. Just like all of those individual kernels of grain that feed so many people all over. They see those fields and it reminds them of what the Lord can do if we follow what he says. Now the Lord gave us another wonderful image of the treasures in heaven too. And this was for angels who think a little bit differently. Their loves are a little bit different, but still wonderful loves. They love knowledges and to cultivate their rational, it says, with truths from the word. So what does that mean, to cultivate our rational? with truths from the Word. It means to learn what the Lord teaches, and then to look at all what we already know from what the Lord teaches and see how it fits together, and compare it with things that go against what the Lord teaches so we can see those things are false and what the Lord teaches is true. And then see how we can add that to the things we already know and then do even more wonderful things for our neighbor, because all of the truths that the Lord teaches us teach us how to love him and our neighbor. And you remember the heavenly treasures that these kinds of angels are surrounded by. Gardens with flowers and beautiful grassy plots and pathways and trees surrounding them. And then the flowers in those gardens and the kinds of trees are determined by the truths that they especially love from the Word. So if they learn a new truth from the Word or the heavenly doctrine, they can go outside and they'll see a new flower in their garden that reminds them exactly of that truth. And flowers are beautiful because the Lord's truths are beautiful. And they'll see how that fits into their garden that was already there. And it'll be just like the new understanding that they have that helps them to love their neighbor in a new way that makes them even happier than before. And you can picture then that same angel going out into the woods and seeing a beautiful new tree that wasn't there the day before. And they know that that beautiful heavenly treasure is there because they now know something new from the Word, and they understand it maybe even better by seeing how it fits into the woods and all the other trees that are already there. These kinds of things are the treasures of heaven. They come from the love that the Lord gives us when we go to His Word and follow His truths. And these are real images that will last forever in heaven, not things that will be left behind in the world, but images we can picture now because of the world, but know that they're going to be even more beautiful and eternal in heaven. Those are the treasures that the Lord wants to start storing up for us right now. But the Lord also teaches us how we can look at ourselves and begin to figure out whether we are storing up treasures in heaven or being open to the Lord to begin to do that for us, or whether we're focusing too much on treasures in the world. And one way we can do that is by thinking about how we react when we learn something from the Word. If we learn it and we want to know more, or if we learn it and we know immediately we need to change how we're acting, and we start to change how we're acting, then the Lord is starting to store up for us those treasures in heaven that we'll have forever. But if we say, oh no, we want to focus on things in this world instead of learning new truths that we can put into life, then we know that we have to work harder on being open to the Lord to give us these heavenly treasures, and that we need to change to do that so the Lord can give us the kind of beautiful environment in heaven forever that we've read about. So when we think about what the Lord said on the Sermon on the Mount, how he talked about worldly treasures and heavenly treasures, and he talked about how the birds of the air and the lilies of the field don't worry about natural treasures. And then when we think about what heavenly treasures actually look like and where they come from, that they come from the love that the Lord gives us, that we learn to do with the truths that he teaches us, and have these very specific images of heavenly treasures in mind, if we keep all of those ideas in mind, we'll know that our worldly worries are things we have to take care of, but things that are only part of this world, and things we can keep in order and keep in place and not be consumed by, because we're focusing on the treasures of heaven. And we can picture what those will be like. So all of these ideas are ideas that the Lord wants us to see and understand and live when we think about this simple sentence that he gave us in the Sermon on the Mount. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his justice, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen.